Can you just review very briefly for us, session's concluded, by the way, if you could share with us briefly what is encompassed within these amendments?
Basically, the new amendments define post-traumatic stress, define veteran, goes on to talk about the veteran being charged with a crime other than driving under the influence of intoxicants, which is already covered under a separate diversion program. And the fact that the defendant veteran may request psychiatric assistance in presenting the connection between post-traumatic stress disorder and the crime. The court would then, as I understand the amendments, provide access to a psychiatrist for those indigent veterans who would not be able to pay for one. It also provides that the judge would then take into consideration these facts and either order diversion or continue prosecution. It also sets conditions that the court may want to determine as being part of the diversion program. It puts the responsibility for monitoring the diversion program into the hands of the district attorney. That's in section 4, as I understand it. The district attorney then notifies the court whether or not the diversion has been carried out according to the provisions of the diversion order. If not, why not? If the veteran has carried out those conditions of the diversion, then the district attorney informs the court of that fact, and the court will dismiss with prejudice the criminal charges filed against the defendant. And a record of that fact will be maintained for whatever period of time is specified under ORS 135.901. Whatever that may be, I'm not familiar with that section, so.
Okay. Gary, I think to get this issue moving, I appreciate the fact, I mean, I know we've been talking about this problem for over a year now, and I know you've put a lot of time and effort in terms of contacting law enforcement, district attorneys, healthcare professionals, a lot of people. And I know how sincerely you're concerned that these veterans, particularly those who are suffering from post-traumatic shock syndrome, that fact, that disorder be recognized and hopefully appropriate response from the judicial system and the law enforcement criminal justice system. What I'd like to propose to the committee is that I'm sure the district attorneys haven't had a chance to look at this, and I'm sure they're going to want to have some input. But what I would like to do to get this moving, at least, is to propose that we adopt these amendments and we move this bill as amended to full committee without recommendation and without binding any member to them, and share with the district attorneys and allow them an opportunity at full committee to express their sentiments. If they find serious problems or reservations, then we may have to rethink, or there's obviously no guarantee that affirmative action can be taken by the full committee. But just to get this issue to full committee, that would be my proposal, and I would, I guess, ask subcommittee members to consider that and ask questions or respond, whatever their desire may be. Okay. Representative Peterson?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2648 as amended to the full committee.
Let's adopt the amendments first.
Oh,
Representative
sorry.
Peterson moves the proposed amendments to House Bill 2648, prepared by Legislative Council and indicated House Bill 2648-1 during the date 6585. Is there further discussion? Any objections to those amendments? If not, they're adopted. Rep. St. Peterson?
I would move 2648, the amended version, to the full committee.
Okay, Rep. St. Peterson moves House Bill 2648 as amended to the full committee without recommendation. And with the understanding that interested parties will be allowed an opportunity to respond before the full committee on Monday when this would be tentatively scheduled. Is there further discussion? Rep. Kopetsky?
Just that also I would like to see a fiscal impact statement.
We will ask council to make that request post haste to the judicial department. I'm sure there's someone standing by the phones.
They listen to us on the television.
On the television.
Yeah, other groups do that too. I think they're going to be a little more careful.
The governor's probably listening.
Pardon? I can't.
The governor is probably listening.
The governor is too, I think.
Is there further discussion on the motion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Kopetsky?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Aye. Motion's adopted. Okay, aside from 3030, is there any further business from the floor this afternoon, Council?
No.
Okay.
Well, what do we do at 3022?
Say again?
3022.
Set over till tomorrow. 3030 will take up tomorrow as well. 3022 and 3030. Rep. St. Hill has not been able to rejoin us, so as we indicated, we hope to carry this over until tomorrow. We will, unless indicated otherwise. And that was posted on our calendar earlier today, or I noticed today that any bills we didn't consider today would be carried over till tomorrow. Okay, is there any further business to come before the subcommittee? If not, adjourn. Governor had a little
too late. We just adjourned.
Consideration of post-traumatic syndrome, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
That was on.